Right now, we've got Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce joining us here on the air with a short and sweet business beat. Happy day.
happy day to you. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day is usually what I say.
You ever start saying something and then realize you're not sure what the next word is that you were planning on saying?
You're
speaking into a live microphone and people might be listening.
Is it an occupational hazard?
It's an occupational hazard.
Okay,
yeah, that happens a lot more frequently than I would like. Anyway, how are you?
Happy hump day. It was... great seeing you at the Bees.
Yes.
We had a great night on Friday night celebrating the second annual 2016 Business Excellence Awards. Thank you to WCHL and Chapelboro for presenting our People's Choice Award winners. And thanks so much. And congratulations to all the winners and finalists.
Absolutely. That was so much fun. I didn't get a chance to go last year. So this year was my first time actually being there and experiencing it. And it was such a great time.
It was great.
A lot of people out. And
we had an after party. Did you get to make it to the after party?
I made it to the after party. I went to the Stroud. I had a Holy Grail for the first time, so I can check that off my list of Chapel Hill things to do.
Thanks to the Stroud for having that that tip of the hat
and to
Players
to tell
Dance Club.
So,
exactly.
What was your favorite part of the Bees this year?
Oh, that's a really good question. I loved the mini Monty, but that's because I'm a Monty fan. Jeff Polish of the
Polish Monty. He did an amazing job.
He did a great job. And you know how it's a hard job being an MC, but he did a great job and invited some storytelling, some of which was planned, some of which
Three
was unplanned.
Storytellers, yeah.
So and then
Libby Huff, if you're listening, I love you.
but it was a great night. So last short and sweet business beat, we talked about parties, and we're going to keep the party going. So I've got four celebrations coming up of business that I'm really excited about, and so we're going to keep the party going.
Okay.
Tomorrow, we are having our monthly networking event, FaceTime, at the Residence Inn from 5:30 to 7:30, but this networking event also includes a mini expo. So come to the Residence Inn on Irwin Road. We'll have food and refreshments, hopefully by the pool, weather pending, and hear from and get to visit with several businesses that are part of the mini expo, including the Stroud. The host of our after party, Durham Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bottle 501, Triangular Cellular Repair, Sweeten Creek Candy Company, Cricket Wireless, and Combined Insurance of America.
Shout out to Bottle 501 because they're a really cool new place just across I-40 on 15501.
We had a ribbon cutting for them a few months ago. And it's an exciting business. It's actually my go-to when I need to meet someone in the middle of Chapel Hill and Durham.
Yeah.
And so it's a great great spot across from New Hope Commons.
Yep.
Wine and beer. You can take home a crowler, which is like a can of beer that's in the sealed can.
Yeah.
Not a growler, but a crowler.
Okay.
So it's like a can plus growler.
Right,
anyway, you can learn more at our mini expo, 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow at the Residence Inn. We're really excited. Open to anyone. If you're not a member of the chamber, it's just $5, and all proceeds go to our nonprofit Spotlight, the Boys and Girls Club.
Awesome, and that's tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30. Residence Inn is like just on Irwin and 15501.
Exactly.
Right? That intersection.
So in the Ephesus Fordham District, right off of Fordham Boulevard, and we would love to see folks there. It'll be a warm-up to our big expo primetime, but come join us for the mini expo. We're going to keep the party going.
Is that technically considered Fordham Boulevard at that point? I still don't know when Fordham becomes Fordham and when it stops being 15501.
Next short and sweet business meet, we can tackle that.
Is there a
that,
point when that happens, or is that like the border between Chapel Hill and Carborough where it kind of is where you want it to be?
You're talking to a big fan of the late Dr. Chris Fordham, who Fordham Boulevard is named for. So I'm going to give him as much road as I can.
Okay. Oh, now you have to tell me that story. I don't know the story of Chris Fordham.
Former chancellor, that'll be
okay,
next time. Short and sweet business meeting.
Yeah.
And then so we're keeping the party started. Yesterday we celebrated the new branch of Coastal Federal Credit Union. They are having parties all week, including this Saturday from 10 until 1, a neighborhood block party with catering from the Pig, and activities including giveaways, caricature artists, face painters, and a money booth for three local nonprofits. Check out Coastal Federal Credit Union. The folks that I know that are members are so excited about this. this Carbo Ranch. So come park at 300 East Main Deck and join the celebration at Coastal Federal Credit Union. We celebrated their ribbon cutting last night, and we're going to end the week at a ribbon cutting for Unique Upholstery and Design. That's at 411 Fayetteville Street in Pittsburgh at 3 p.m. on Friday.
Nice.
Great way to kick off the weekend by celebrating a new business, and hope to see folks there or on Saturday at Coastal Federal Credit Union's Saturday celebration.
So 5:30 to 7:30 Thursday, Residents in for the FaceTime and Mini Expo with the Strouds going to be there, Bottle 501, all those groups. Friday at 3 p.m., Pittsburgh on Fayetteville Street for Unique Upholstery and Design, the ribbon cutting there. And then on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1, the neighborhood block party at Coastal Federal Credit Union, and that's in Carrboro, right?
And exactly. And yep. At 300 East Main. And your nice. And your cheat sheet is carolinachamber.org/events.
What makes Unique Upholstery and Design unique?
That in addition to reupholstering furniture, they have custom upholstered furniture, custom window treatments, blinds, and headboards. So we're really excited about this new business in Pittsburgh. Our chamber is made up of businesses from all over the Triangle in the region, and so excited to meet this new business on Friday at 3 p.m.
Awesome. All right. Speaking with Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carbo Chamber of Commerce, again, carolinachamber.org/events if you want the full calendar. And all of those events are coming up just in the next few days, one tomorrow, one Friday, one Saturday. And then we got one more event that's next week, right?
So Tuesday? Don't party too hard over the weekend, because we've got another great celebration. Leadership Chapel Hill Carbo, we're in close to almost 30 years of our leadership development program. This leadership class is every leadership class comes together and tries to do a fundraiser for one or more local nonprofit organizations. This Leadership Chapel Hill Carbo is having a casino night. That's on Tuesday, May 24th from 6 to 9 at the Hampton Inn. And all the proceeds will go to benefit Cleft Palate Foundation, Durham Tech Foundation, Johnson Service Corps, Porch, and NAMI, which is a mental illness awareness organization of Orange County.
And this is organized by the leadership class.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
I mean, these folks are not together for very long. It's just a 10-week leadership development program. But one of the things that they're asked to do is to come together to do a fundraiser for a local organization, or more than or several local organizations. Some classes have chosen to do it on the casino night. This will be, I think, the third casino night idea for a leadership class. But these folks are overachievers. My class, we just did a raffle.
That's
so
fine.
So, you know, this is a fun chance to gamble for good and come out to the Hampton Inn on Tuesday night. You can find out more at carolinachamber.org/casino night.
And it's going to be a nice sort of come to the Hampton Inn and just sort of experience all that 300 East Main Street has to offer, because Hickory Tavern's going to be there with food. Yesteryears will have beer. Teacup Gin will be performing, so that's a great Carbo tradition.
And you
too.
Could go early and open up an account at the new Coastal Federal Credit Union branch.
Oh, hey.
And get some of the cash
nice.
That you can spend
at the casino night. Right. And there will be a raffle, too. So, look, raffles. It's cool.
I'm telling you, this class is a group of overachievers, but we're excited to celebrate this new class of Leadership Chapel Hill Carbo, almost 30 years of our leadership development program. Folks can find out more at carolinachamber.org/leadership and hope they'll join us Tuesday night at Casino Night to support these worthy organizations.
All right. Sounds good. Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carbo Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.
And again, carolinachamber.org/events is the website if you want to go and find out more about all of those events and more.